Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track to all the content that I publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. This is episode 53, and the title of today's sticky note reads, Calendar Time. The text on the note says, can't get time on your prospect's calendar? Become a resource worth meeting with. Now here's the story behind the sticky. Oh, that faithful old friend of the sales industry. Can I have 5 minutes of your time? There are endless variations on this old gem. Can we meet for coffee? Let me buy you lunch. Is Wednesday or Thursday better for you to meet next week? I'll be in your area. Can I stop by? And the unannounced blind side of a morning bagel delivery in hopes of guilting a person into giving you a little FaceTime. Customers and business prospects are busier now more than ever, and advances in technology allow them to almost have complete control over their calendars. If someone wants to meet with you, they will find the time. And if they don't want to meet with you, well, it doesn't matter how many bagels you bring over. Salespeople spend so much time pursuing people who have no interest in speaking with them that they forget to be interesting. They focus so much on the chase, they miss the opportunity to reverse the race. First, salespeople need to stop being so boring and so predictable. Your customers and prospects have been so inundated and overwhelmed with salespeople and proposals and advertising messages that they know the formula. They see the pattern in your sales pattern, and they can smell a pitch coming from a mile away. So they try and keep at least 2 miles between themselves and you. Second, stop being so darn available. You're begging for 5 minutes so often in your emails and phone calls that there's no worry about them missing an opportunity to meet with you if they ever decide it's in their best interest. They know you'll call or email them again tomorrow asking for another meeting. And if they do add you to their calendar, there's no perceived penalty for postponing or completely canceling the scheduled meeting. Even if you are literally standing in their office at the appointed time, they'll just apologize and tell you that something came up and they need to reschedule. But even that's preferable to the off-site lunch or coffee meeting where they blow you off completely and just don't show up. So what can you do? You need to stop pursuing them and get them to pursue you. You do this by becoming a valuable and reliable resource. Start by sending an email to them once per week with 2 or 3 pieces of important industry information. They could be links to 3 insightful articles in the trade journals last week. They could be 3 business leads from companies in the area who've stated they plan to buy that same kind of service that your prospect sells. Or they might be 3 things you learned about their competitors, or some mix of that information, or other information that you find that you believe your prospects will feel is valuable. The important thing is that you keep it bite-sized. You want to do that so that it's both easy for them to consume via email or voicemail, and it's easy enough for you to create reliably and continuously so that you can publish and distribute it. If you shoot too high, a list of 10 or 20 things once a week, you might do it once or twice, but then you'll stop. Create an ideal minimum viable information appetizer and never miss a delivery date. Why do you think I chose 3x3 post-it notes? I write in big letters on tiny pieces of paper. How long can that possibly take for me to fill up once a day? And I've been delivering consistently for almost 5 years. If you create and deliver something of value that demonstrates the knowledge and expertise you possess in your industry, your prospects will value a meeting with you because they know there's a reason to meet with you. They know there's a benefit to the insights you'll bring to the conference table. And those insights are way more interesting than a box of stale bagels. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time there's new content published, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a graphic of that day's post-it note, as well as a link to the behind-the-scenes episode, just like the one you're listening to right now. I appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope you'll be back again tomorrow for another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast and the stories behind the stickies.